This is WLVR. Over the summer, state officials said mask policies in schools would be left up to local districts. But an 11th-hour mandate from the health department upended those plans and required masks in all schools. Opponents cried foul, and at least one district in nearby Schuylkill County initially decided not to comply. But last week, after a warning letter from the state, the district reversed course. WLVR education reporter Chloe Nouvelle looked into the law and the science behind it and files this story.
Wendy Nelson is a mom of two in the Tamaqua Area School District, a third grader and a high school senior. She was ready for a mask optional year because that's what her school called for. But then the state ordered masks on in all schools.
My family is completely okay with it. It's the law. Whatever. We move forward.
But she couldn't move forward. In early September, the superintendent released a letter saying the school board had decided masks would remain optional in Tamaqua. Nelson decided to go with the state on this one. She's opting to follow the order and sends her kids to school in masks.
It's unthinkable what they're teaching my child right now, that it's okay to go ahead and buck the system because you don't like it.
Nelson started digging around to see if the district really can buck the system. She read through her school board's own policies and procedures and found they're supposed to comply with all applicable local, state, and federal laws and regulations. WLVR reached out to the district superintendent and school board representative, but they did not respond to our request for an interview.
They are bound to follow the law. They take an oath of office.
That's Rebecca Young. She's an attorney with a firm that represents a lot of school districts in the Lehigh Valley.
All of these actors, the board or the superintendent, if they willfully disregard this order, can be liable for criminal sanctions for failure to abide by the law. They can be subject to civil liability to someone who's injured because of them not following this order.
And Young says there are other potential issues as well.
There would be a civil lawsuit filed by someone who got ill or was injured because the mask mandate was not followed.
Noncompliance could also affect the district's workers' compensation coverage. On September 8th, Pennsylvania Secretary of Education sent Tamaqua's board a letter warning them about potential legal issues and said the administration was aware of insurers exploring canceling a district's coverage. Last week, the school board reversed course and passed a motion to follow the state's mask mandate. But the debate over whether kids need to wear masks is still happening. In the letter to Tamaqua, the state's education head said that studies show wearing masks helps reduce the spread of COVID among students and staff. But some doctors argue that science is far from settled, and a recent study from the CDC found requiring students to wear masks did not have a statistically significant benefit.
We are really operating in a void of good information about what is and is not effective.
That's Dr. Alyssa Perkins. She's the Director of Emergency Medicine and Infectious Disease Management at Boston Medical Center. She says the U.S. doesn't even have the infrastructure in place to study what mitigation measures really work in schools. Perkins explained that while lab studies have shown face masks work in preventing things like droplet transmission, that's not the same as showing masks are effective in what she calls a real-world setting.
Children wear masks differently, right? Children move their masks, children take their masks off, children touch their hands to their mask, they put their hands inside their mouths.
Perkins recommends masking if a community has sky-high COVID rates, hospital capacity is overwhelmed, and there's low vaccination rates. But she says she doesn't think it makes sense to have a statewide mandate, like the one here in Pennsylvania.
I think it is much more reasonable to make them at a district level, because that is truly where you can best evaluate the risks.
Whether the science is settled or not, the American Academy of Pediatrics still recommends universal masking in schools. And in Pennsylvania, the debate has moved to the courts, with multiple lawsuits challenging the health department's order, meaning kids and parents like Wendy in Tamaqua are left looking at a school year filled with even more uncertainty. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.